So much to do and see in modern Istanbul. I'll leave you here for a few days while I take the car to Krakow in Poland. That promises to be a fairly complex trip. I've managed to get the necessary transit visas, and I want to see if I can pick my way through northern Bulgaria and then skirt the western slopes of the Carpathian Mountains, through Romania and a tip of the Ukraine, and finally enter southern Poland. I'll pick you up at the airport in Krakow when you arrive. Krakow is a beautiful old historic city, the city of Copernicus, but I want you to see one delight in particular. Just outside the city is the town of Wieliczka, where we find a remarkable salt mine. Salt has strong symbolic importance in our lives because it's so essential. Tribes that live largely on milk and roasted meat don't need extra salt, but with our grain-based diets, we do. We say that nobility sits above the salt because when salt was hard to come by, it was served only on the upper tables. The Bible calls a serious promise a covenant of salt. Most salt comes from either of two sources. The ocean contains a mixture of sodium chloride and less palatable salts. Each of those salts comes out of solution at a different stage of evaporation, so you can extract usable table salt from the ocean. Rock salt is the other source, and it's much purer. It can either be mined directly from the earth, or it can be processed from the natural brines that form when groundwater flows through it. These high-grade salts give us the term salt of the earth. A huge natural deposit of rock salt lies under Wieliczka. The town itself is part of the Polish phrase, the great salt treasure. We know that salt was taken out of Wieliczka as early as 3500 BC. That first salt came from saline springs. When Poland became a nation in the 10th century, these springs were already a major salt center. The Poles began underground mining of both rock salt and brine in the late 13th century. For a while, Wieliczka was home of the major natural resource of Poland. The Wieliczka mine is still in use, and it is a marvel. It reaches 1,000 feet into the earth with 150 miles of tunnels. As tunnels were left behind, they spoke to the miners' imaginations. Statues and tableaux have been carved from the living salt. Kings, trolls, and saints loom out of the darkness larger than life. Chapels hewn in the salt range from small prayer stations to a great subterranean cathedral lit by crystal chandeliers. One room is 200 feet high, and its floor opens into a lake of brine. In World War II, the Germans used part of the mine to build airplane engines safe from Allied bombs. A large sanatorium lets respiratory patients breathe in the cool salt air. 700 years of technique is on display in a great museum of mining technology. The mine even has its own post office. Wieliczka is a monument, not just to human ingenuity, but to the symbolic power of the salt of the earth. It's a celebration of the unlimited imagination that makes any enterprise worthwhile. By the time we leave this strange fairyland, the open air seems drab by comparison.